The National Comedy Center opens in Jamestown today. It's been a long time coming, and one of the people responsible for that, the executive director, Journey Gunderson. She joins us by phone this morning. Journey, good morning to you.
Good morning.
This is a long time in coming. You've been telling me about this for many years, and now here it is, ready to be a reality. What's going to happen today?
It's hard to believe that it's here, and we're really proud to open the doors on what is an attraction that has more than 50 immersive exhibits on all things comedy. And I'm so thrilled that we've had hundreds of beta testers go through over the last 2 weeks, and the reaction is everything I hoped it would be.
Then share with us, what kind of reaction has there been?
Well, if you remember, over the years we've talked about one of the key design principles was repeat visitation for sustainability. And so the fact that everyone who has gone through has said, wow, I need to come back and spend even more time here, or I could spend days here and not see everything, those are exactly the morsels we hoped we would hear in reaction, and it's absolutely true.
It sounds like you're data-driven here for sure. What about this weekend in Jamestown? Any idea, any indication of what kind of response you're going to see for not only the opening of the Comedy Center, but also for the Lucille Ball Comedy Festival?
We're thrilled that by day, visitors to Jamestown can tour the first ever national scale attraction dedicated to the art of comedy, and then take in shows from some of the best comedians of the era. Of course, Amy Schumer is, you know, certainly with time going to be revered as one of the most successful comedians of this era. And so seeing her just a stone's throw from the new National Comedy Center on Friday evening is a special experience for anyone. We also have Lewis Black tonight in a showcase with W. Kamau Bell, Judy Gold, Tom Cotter, Hari Kondabolu, and more. And then it is sold out, but the Saturday Night Live panel discussion is Thursday evening, as is another sold-out show Saturday evening, Lily Tomlin, and she follows a performance by Lucy Arnaz.
I know you're always kind of restricted when it comes to negotiations of the future about what you can and who you can mention. At the same time, I know how hard you've worked over the years trying to make contacts with the biggest names in comedy. What about as we move forward here? And now that this Comedy Center is a reality, what kind of reaction are you getting now as you reach out to some of these big names?
We're getting a great reaction. In fact, we have materials now on display from some of the biggest names in comedy, including folks like Jerry Seinfeld and Carl Reiner. And so people have really come to support the center in a number of ways. Norman Lear was recently quoted in a Variety magazine article about the Comedy Center. We are thrilled with the support that we have, and you can now see some items from those very folks on display at the Comedy Center.
And then the last question, is Jamestown ready to handle the crush of visitors this weekend?
We're as ready as we're ever going to be. We have some wayfinding signage that's gone up to help people locate the parking. We do not anticipate a capacity issue with parking, but we have tried our best to address what was probably a perception and wayfinding issue in the past about where the parking ramps are. So if you're listening to this and thinking, oh, I don't want to fight the crowds, we're also doing staggered admission, timed entry, so that anybody who attends the National Comedy Center and is part of history by being here for the National Comedy Center grand opening has an amazing experience where it's never too crowded within. So if you live in this region, I really encourage you to be a part of it.
Journey Gunderson, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.